Gilg tu, Gilg J as Gilg Ferris.
And so we embark then on Clare na Gael. My name is Robert Kitching Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this programme is called Clare na Gael. It comes in two languages, the English language as Sir Gilg, and in the Manx Gaelic, Chinia na Mera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Benacht and Juries, Tuesday, the 8th of July, 1828, had been a tiring day for Dorothy Wordsworth, walking from Castletown to Port St. Mary and up and over to Port Erin, and then up and over again to Peel, where she arrived weary and ready for bed, although it was still light. Tan Olu van Helsing purachtan an tre ciart I inu tarar sons bolag and horan sach Renfield ons tai ben written early John Seward, a shendal yiga mach glout folla as an bolag ega. Les an tre gul sha as Renfield cho fest im ne mur ullion a cumregan. And the month of March opens with Dydd Dewi Sant, and here Welsh composer Carl Jenkins conducts, Sir Carl Jenkins, conducts the Addy Amos Orchestra with the multi-layered vocals of Miriam Stockley to create a piece which he calls Psalm o Dewi Sant, the Psalm of Dewi Sant. Tasiu geisjach rys radio vanim, stasiu na nasiun, visgol ar sgyliena vai dulish, elan vanim.
Thank you.
Sir Carl Jenkins, conducting his own piece, Salm o Dewi Sant, a psalm from Dewi Sant St David, but not in Welsh at all, but in vocables, meaningless sound, really. July the 9th, Wednesday, rose refreshed, morning bright, a brisk wind and all the town busy. Yesterday, the first of the herring fishing, and black baskets laden with silvery herrings were hauled through the town, herrings in the hand on sticks, and huge black fish dragged through the dust, sick at the sight and smell. Now, the herring fishery traditionally started on Feilion, St John's Day, by the old style, that's the 5th of July, as in the song Man in Beg Bean, for St John's Day we'll be going out to look for warps of herring. However, the 5th of July fell on the Saturday in 1828, and the herring fishery is an overnight one, so the fishery and sales wouldn't have been held so as to profane the Sabbath. The first opportunity to go out would have been on Monday evening, the 7th, to fish overnight, and then they'd have brought in the catch, selling it and otherwise dealing with it, on that Tuesday the 8th. So I think that's how it came about that she could write on Wednesday the 9th of July that yesterday the 1st of the herring fishing. A shortness as gilen an early seward. Yich mi ernolu, as hur mi nosulianega ernen girach arus nemus. Trom chushach va cumma an edenega chouds lore. An el tread of a kite, fuddy to be the foglenega few imidi bergen, va mi smunion morso, chouds va mi mechiada one shaw. Fuddy to vel an the months gow. Bien ombre jain cart erskin a chlish. Gin fogler be elia renne an ombre. Rishalit nagair, van tarn enel frail rish ve fireach as doggerach. Esh, henk enel rish chol yaur der awi jin the jinnach a rape a fosli to chlew. Taltashimach, doshel nagair hool. As henked the ve sight ons blake a kai gin kuna. Hanny shaw on riscus the chaladon. Esh renne liagacher, de ve je yindus bog oil, as vine the mailen henk osna de relief. Renne graciacher, lesh credal tajum, as cows renne dorte. Bim fech merly. Instau de chorvom a pericionly. Now, Annie Kizik and Claire Kilgallen sing one of the Manx traditional songs they learned with Eglach van in Tammy Nish Kenya.
Tammy Nish Kenya era honey has lair. Tammy Kenya era son ma cry. Tip a gale me malama canis tries on the bray. Tammy Kenya.
Storm as land of rain, hop and gillian up
Claire Kilgallen and Annie Kissick crying night and day after a man who's gone and left them. Well, more from them later. Vetroch Ashley Shaglachem, as te a horrorum veich of face, na vodum glaciacha. Cravis chunnawer maedin, te genacht and led natchit, as te gonach aglach. Hugge e berchinde a chionnach, ir leschen e be gin de denk na suli neged de vei duller rish, maso de mila hug mea morbe. Esh, Dúrt van Helsing gón sáach dindil tróm húsach. Inchtun, Jane Ashley said, Monsieur Renfield. Chauds chile a chore, Henk Ginlis an Edinega trúd na Lothan G, as dúrt ei, Shen an Fairly van Helsing. Cré chom maia de val siúan sio. Corgi pöt dúrstia, tan a meilin em chirim, as nim chore ber inchtiu. Ren mi dreimel, ren i sgwerfau ys fe gian draw i nilw. Hwg mi e mynjol er Quincy, a brandi, teis y chamber stw derasem, dy byw. Ren e rai ys henki bach leis glona, sech tîmi, a brandi ys caraff dwysdia. And Dorothy Wordsworth was glad to get away from the sight and smell of the fishery. Tilted across the harbour to the island castle, she writes, very grand and very wild, with cathedral tower and extensive ruins, and tombstones of recent date, several of shipwrecked men. Our guide showed us the place where Fenella, as Sir Walter Scott tells us, was confined. Well, this is a reference to the book Peveril of the Peak, published in 1823, which made Fenella the daughter of the villain of the piece, Edward Christian, but she wasn't confined in the castle, she was actually living there. Walter Scott's Waverley novels were first published anonymously, but in 1830 he acknowledged authorship, and in introduction to a revision of the book he writes, "It was now several years since my immediate younger brother, Thomas Scott, had resided for two or three seasons in the Isle of Man, and having access to the register of that singular territory, had copied many of them, which he subjected to my perusal." Well, today, the 3rd of March, is a day dedicated to a Breton saint called Saint Joinolet. And as it happened, the first round of the Championnat des Bagadous was held recently in Brest by Baudadeg Asenerion. And that was the opening of the winning performance in this first round by Bagad Cap Cabal. Next week. Stasiun yn asiun sian, Radio Fanning ys yn sio se Claire na Gael fy sgolar sgelia ma cartnes, se Robert gyti'n cars fel mis, Robert a cars lach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ta Claire na Gael rychlas nyr y siacht yn lwg di gwlar sgelia ma chyn chyrchyr sio trwy dyn chraman eragr ar unedeg y Radio Fanning. Bol teim ydi Claire yn Radio Fanning elio'r y gedyn, yes? Come a shen to Claire Nagel Mastin a Heed and the Ur and the Fodcast and Visry Gedden Nasty or in the Degger Radio Vanning, the Trude and Reich here the Fodcast Yo, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Now, of this information from the Ireland Registers copied by Thomas Scott, the younger brother of author Sir Walter, Sir Walter writes, these papers were put into my hands. The tenor of them, that is, of the most remarkable, remained engraved on the memory of the author. However, he tells us too that a member of the Christian family had complained to him of the betrayal of former Governor Edward Christian and of William Christian, Ilium Dawn. Now, having said he'd used information copied out by his brother from archives, he then declares that his characters were just literary creations, not historic portrayals, which, well, seems a bit having it both ways to me. However, back to Dorothy Wordsworth, and their Peel Castle guide also showed them another dungeon, where Lady Stanley was shut up 15 years and died there, and used to appear in the shape of a black dog, and a soldier who used to laugh at the story vowed he would speak to it, and died raving mad. Well, that's a bit of a mélange for us there to untangle. Rensh in tash na mail and pear, as ren an surn sacha chowral da tavi. Ach, ve jean draw na inch and bach da lottejega ar be gavrach edda an dechre, Er a fair, tre veid de bollach eren, yich e orm de gear lesh anvei an geishach nach jinnam arach chirud as dorte. Chanaiden dau molla mi hin, chanae ashlish vaughn, beg gach riachid gromach. Esh, yich na sulian ega magirt an chamer, chauds hog a shilly air and de unyan inside the sorensach er oir al yabach, hai air. Man a rau mi shigar hanna, bech fissem vausen. Rish tullach ren the sulian ega duna. Chanae lesh pian the sabine nach je yawn, mor de bechi chumsach a kujach ulyun the keel an ega er a chush. Tre doshlead, dorte, a strisair, as lesh breen a smoon of er na halshach a mach ega force, de bew maherli, de bew, tamion's red a besh. Now, this is a song from Ireland about Bridget Donoghue from County Kerry. It's sung by Alan Burke.
T'was in the County Kerry, a little way from Clare, where the boys and girls are merry at the Paddam Dance of Fair. The town is called Killoglan, a pretty place to view, but the thing that makes it interesting is my Bridget Donoghue. Oh, Bridget Donoghue, I really do love you, although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donoghue, I tell you what we'll do, just take the name of Patterson and I'll take Donoghue. Her father is a farmer, a decent man is he, and he's loved and well respected from Killorglan to Tralee. And Bridget on a Sunday when coming home from Mass, she's admired by all the people, sure they wait to see her pass. Oh, Bridget Donoghue, I really do love you, although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donoghue, I tell you what we'll do, just take the name of Patterson and I'll take Donoghue. I sent my love a picture, I did upon my word, not a picture of myself, it was a picture of a bird. It was the Yankee Eagle says I, Miss Donahue. The seagull's wings are large enough to shelter me and you. Oh, Bridget Donahue, I really do love you. Although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donahue, I tell you what we'll do. Just take the name of Patterson and I'll take Bridget Donahue. I really do love you. Although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donahue, I'll tell you what I'll do. Just take the name of Patterson and I'll take Donahue.
The song of an Irish exile in America to Bridget Donahue, who remains behind with her father, a farmer in Kerry. That was performed for us by Alan Burke. Tammy genach den velach minute na gham, as eis sein daugul backus bass, nagus ridenach smether, gingy tash mavelen lish brandy rish, ta ridenach as femem a grea rosh mavel me gedden bass. Narosh the Velma Inch and Bachter Kreidjit, Geddon Bess Ancherby, Goramayo. Shane looked you fegail me, Treren me gui eriu the ligadau guller sul. Chadod me lort and tre shen, ne'er a fair Janey me that our chinny am Colonel Seuss. Ach, vam me chosunt and tre shen, rima Jason ach shen as Tammy Nish. Van geis a vrich reis jail orm rish tamult liaur looked you forgail me. Ve jean de veirish uren. Esh, henk she doltajum orm. Ve jean de denk ma aigne de ve kuhn rish. As henke dau a ball va me on. Heel me na maudi gaunsterni chau chulu jain tayain. A chene a ball va eshen. Couch Lore, Ren, Haren, Sulian van Helsing, Mika. Now, in Peveril of the Peak, part of the story is that the Countess of Derby had been imprisoned by the Roundheads, so perhaps Dorothy Wordsworth had that in mind in talking of Lady Stanley in a dungeon for 15 years. However, she's probably thinking of Eleanor Cobham, the Duchess of Gloucester, who'd turned to necromancy to find out if her husband Humphrey would become king. Now, he was the youngest son of King Henry IV, and his elder brother had become King Henry V. Now, on the death of King Henry V, the successor was still a child. He became Henry VI, but he was still a child. So Uncle Humphrey was Lord Protector of the child king and a leading member of the council. And Eleanor's attempt to divine the future was unfortunately discovered. She was tried and found guilty of necromancy in 1441. And in Act 2, Scene 3 of Shakespeare's Henry VI, Part 2, Henry VI says to her, considering he was a child, this is rather Shakespeare playing with history again, "You, madam, for you are more nobly born, despoiled of your honour in your life, shall, after 3 days open penance done, live in your country here in banishment with Sir John Stanley in the Isle of Man." Now, the 5th of March will be St. Piran's Day and is a huge celebration in Cornwall, of which he's the patron saint of tinners also and of drunkards, interesting enough. So this is the Cornish Youth Chamber Choir and a traditional Cornish lullaby. It's called Hungan.
Green are the lights, bright as day.
Cornish Youth Chamber Choir with a traditional Cornish song, Hunger. Eleanor Cobham had been stripped of her title of Duchess of Gloucester, and she and Humphrey had had to divorce. Having been found guilty of necromancy in 1441, she was sentenced to life imprisonment, although everybody else associated with this plot or this necromancy seems to have been executed, to be honest. Despite a legend that she was imprisoned from 1446 to 1460 in Peel Castle, she presumably was in the Tower of London in 1441, and despite Shakespeare's reference to Sir John Stanley in the Isle of Man, in 1442 she was held in Chester Castle. In 1443 she was moved to Kenilworth Castle, and it wasn't until July 1446 that she reached Peel Castle. And then, rather than dying here, as the tale is told, she was moved again in March 1449 to Beaumaris Castle in Innismarne, the Isle of Anglesey, and it was there that she died in July of 1452. That would be after about 11 years' imprisonment, of which only about 3 years were actually spent here in Peel Castle. And, of course, as we heard there, Dorothy Wordsworth then makes her spirit appear as the Mór the Dhu, so it's a wonderful mishmash of a story there. A heg mach a lau den lau emas as gawi graim gi the chon. A chrenny brae hin, renny snoggle beggin as dote, im I rod ons corre angel. Hai Renfield air. Henke gus an onyg se che, mor tamia nag an ee da menig rai, as ve corpoil, ach ve corpoil na train shen. Chene scan. As when a sulian ega elgisach gursun eg dunya trete corri. Ve gerachti les a veel jurg ega. Ren the feeglin gibach ega halsicha fo salgin the haste. Tre hien dea de yean back herisha christ the viljan. Gus a volvan a maudi gonstery. Charau mi arltach de chor quira ersen de hits jach ega toyacht. Ged rau fissem de rauwe giri shen. Cart mer ve riu giri. Esh. Gau e toiach der gialden ridden dau. Chynei ons foglen nach lioris djinnawad. Be na brysia stiach lioris foglen fain olw. Greib an acht. And that's another section from the middle of the performance by Bagad Cap Cabal in Brest, which put them ahead of Bagad Kemper, who are in second place in this year's championship. Sjodju stasju na nasjum radio vanning nos kartnish tasju geist achrish Claire na gael merin pin Robert Kittin Carswell Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Lyrish kororu takert. Cart mar yinach e corsiach na car chwiligan trefyn grin sal jen. Fyf raw fwra rawra le stalin na saffair ar na sgian anoc. As lemin an mŵr a sunnau, leis bolyg as crawn crosit ar na drimin yn oc. Gren van Helsing snogl ersyn, chawds dŵrt ei rwm o'r hanys gyntort, ac ar ond ei atropos jen as fingis. Na taw greirys lemin cawn y feis. Hai yn sŵr yn sach er gyn sgwer, eis gaw ei toiach dar sansirach, Rothanan, 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 chydyn, tawzen yn milion yn yn jaw, as yn cach jynwsws bliowys, as moddi dy iad, as cyt nis, bliowys fad olyw, olyw jay, olyw jaw leis ffwl jyrg, leis blintyn dy bliowys onji, as chenei feg a cochwliag yn cronenach. Ren mi gerach di er, Er y ffe, fa mi giri ffag yn sien odoch ei dynnu. Eis ren y modd ei gwlel, sŵl tiaw hol jyn y bilgen dorach ys y tai ega. Chrae e law orm dy hit gos yn unig. The castle, writes Dorothy Wordsworth, was built before artillery was used, and the walls are so thin it's surprising it stood so long. The grassy floor of the hill, delightful to rest on through a summer's day, and view the ships and sea, and hear the dashing waves, here seldom gentle, for the entrance to this narrow harbour is very rocky. Fine caves towards the north, but it being high water, we couldn't get to them. Our way to Kirk Michael, a delightful terrace. Sea to our left, cultivated hills to the right. And views backwards to Peel, charming. The town stands under a very steep green hill, with a watchtower at the top. Well, this was the tower built by Thomas Corrin in about 1806. Its corners are to the points of the compass. It was bought by the government in 1836 to provide a good mark for the fishermen. And so Dorothy notes the tower, and the castle on its own rock in the sea. A sea as clear as any mountain stream. Fishing vessels still sallying forth. Fertile and woody near harbour, and all the way fine crops. Well, although he was actually from Glasgow himself, Joe Gordon here tells us that he's a ploughman from Buchan in Aberdeenshire.
Oh.
I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that that wasn't Joe Gordon, but that was Claire Kilgallen and Annie Kissick again and singing the song Londo. We'll hear from Joe Gordon anon. They obviously put them in the wrong order. Now, as Dorothy Wordsworth mentioned, they were on their way from Peel to Kirkmichael, and having reached it, she says, visited the good bishop's grave. And the good bishop she means is Thomas Wilson, in office from 1697 to 1755. Actually, Thomas Wilson is one of six bishops buried at Kirkmichael. There's one of his predecessors, John Phillips, bishop from 1604 to 1633. There's Wilson's immediate successor in 1755, Mark Hildersley, who died in 1772. And there's George Mason, who was bishop from 1780 to 1783, and then his successor from 1784 to 1813, who was Thomas Criggan. There's a more recent bishop from 1925 until his death in 1928, Charles Leonard Thornton Dewsbury. And the present church of St. Michael and All the Angels was only started in 1833, consecrated in 1835. So at that time, 1828, Dorothy Wordsworth would have been seeing a small, plain, rectangular building with a tower at the west end and a gallery which could be reached via the tower. Part of the chancel wall of the old church still stands in the churchyard, not far from Wilson's grave, in fact. Dir I mi as yich mi mach aast ye, as René troggle sus a lawen, as fe djean der any gillach mark in jither wimmer jay foglen ar be. Ren cumma dorach a scalia mach herish in air, as e chit rosh gorish a cumma jay lother the isle, as esh, René cor erach e glaishach agus a chow yesh as a chow chair, as dod mi fagin and der out tau zen and der rodden anon, nes na sulian och jerg mor laster, Gorusun ega eg ach na slu. Rogi sus a lau, as for stap or ulu, as for my smunion der awe gin der awe grey, ulu of yo a shaw verum dutch, she as imadi elia smu, trud asian erskin kunta, ma visu tujum shees as cor wushla dow. As esh, ve gin der en bodjil jerg, gurish de na falla, duna herish mahulian. As rosh marau fisser na mi de yno, hur mi drau mi fos la sashen unyag as greirish, trwyd stiach, yarn as vanshir.
You come all ye jolly plume and lads that work among the grun, and listen to my story if you went to hear some fun. I'm nae so young as I used to be, some say I've had my fling, but I feel just like a 5-year-old when I begin to sing. Lottie for lure a lie, do tour a lure a lay. I'll carry your horse or sort your lout or big or rock a stray. I'm as happy as a lark frayed on to dark and singing a' the day. Lottie for lure a lie, do tour a lure a lay. Bothied for a 6 months at the place they cab a cairn. When I gave him the bothy lads, they took me for a bairn. Well, horny hones, the 8 belt spuds, the bothy fear that happened. When my sharny beats a trap at the spuds and said, I like mine chapping. Lottie for lure a lie, oh, tour a lure a lay. I'll carry your horse or sort your lout or big or rock a stray. I'm as happy as a lad frayed on to dark and singing a' the day. Lottie for lure a lie, oh, tour a lure a lay. Sort your lout or big or rock a stray. I'm as happy as a lark frayed on to dark and singing a' the day. Lofty for lure a light, oh, tour a lure a lay. Through the night I married Mary and I got most awful fool. When the minister started to tie the knot, there was a how do you do. He said, what is your name, my man, and have you got the ring? But you should have seen the money's face when I began to sing. Lofty for lure a hide, oh, to a lure a lay. I'll tie your horse, I'll sort you now to pick a rock astray. I'm as happy as a lark, pray don't it dark and sing another day. Lofty for lure a hide, oh, to a lure a lay. What's good? Lofty for lure a hide, oh, to a lure a lay. I'll tie your horse, I'll sort you now to pick a rock astray. I'm as happy as a lark, pray don't it dark and sing another day. Lofty for lure a hide, oh, to
that was Joe Gordon this time, singing with the Joe Gordon Folk Four. Pamela Stevenson says that Joe Gordon, singing and playing a jumbo Gibson guitar on BBC's The White Heather Club, was a big influence on the young Billy Connolly. So there we heard the Joe Gordon Folk Four, recorded at the White Heather Club, I think, and singing the Buck and Plumen. Fan a rothan an ulliw ar sŵl. Ach reneshen skirastjach se chamber truden sash, gen rawi foslitach mush orlach erlied. Cart Martin ace heen nergitsjach the menic through the skult slew, as to your way in the shadow roam on sledden duchess and woods as an elegiac. Well, as Dorothy Wordsworth mentioned, they were on their way from Peel to Kirkmichael, and having reached it, she says, visited the good bishop's grave. And this is Thomas Wilson. But then she goes on. Visited the good bishop's grave and rambled under the shade of his trees at Bishop's Court a mile further. A pretty glen and stream, flourishing gardens and very fine shrubs of every kind. Crops beautiful. And Robert Kirby writes of Bishop Wilson's work at Bishop's Court, the gardens were altered from the formality of the 17th century to contain pleasant walks sheltered with groves of fruit and forest trees. So that was what Dorothy Wordsworth was enjoying at Bishop's Court. Well, Chris Pearson will be here very soon to present 2 hours of the best chill-out music for your Sunday evening from 7 to 9, and at 9 o'clock we'll be joining Judith Leigh as she opens her virtual late-night listening lounge for Sundown. And we close Clairnagale with the close of the winning set in Brest by Bagad Cap Caval. As Shenanish as Maso, until the next time then, this is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert the Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a cree, Eri Wulliu, as Orserlie, as my Yerian Shed, you wish.